And today it is Sunday, May 3rd, 2009, 3 p.m. here on the East Coast, 12 noon there on the Pacific. And we've got a very important show lined up today because all hell has broken loose. I repeat, all hell has broken loose. And this past week, our efforts to bring attention to the lack of border security at any time, especially during this pandemic flu, what we call the Mexican flu outbreak, has led to the strongest and most unprecedented and deceptive, deceitful defense of Obama I've seen yet. We've seen the defense mechanisms pop up into place before, but nothing like the scope we've seen this past week, folks. We've seen, of course, the usual suspects. The National Council of La Raza has attacked us in Alipac. The Southern Poverty Law Center, of course. Ruben Navarrete, the voice of the invasion, has attacked us. But also op-ed pieces in the Dallas Morning News and the Boston Globe and the big political guns were rolled out 48 hours ago as Reuters and the Associated Press attacked. Why are we seeing such an outstanding, amazing scream from these people that securing the borders right now is not a priority? I'll tell you why. Because this pandemic flu outbreak threatens to disrupt A, their plans to push amnesty for 2009, and B, the broader open borders plan to create a North American community, North American Union, Security and Prosperity Partnership, whatever you want to call it. It's all in danger now. However, our people are rushing up against the walls that have been thrown into place rapidly here to defend Obama, and next week is going to be very critical. So what we're going to do with today's show is we're going to talk a little defense here in the first show. We're going to read through some of these different attack pieces on Alipac and attack on those that that are standing up for secure borders right now, which I know the vast majority of you listening are right with us on that one. And then the second hour, we're going to talk about offense. What we're going to do, how we're going to do it, what you need to be doing. Want to get something out of the way before the first break here. We're going to call this the Mexican flu or the Mexican swine flu. No, we put out a press release on Friday called Alipac to Obama. It's the Mexican flu, stupid. Now, the backlash has said, oh, we're trying to blame Mexico, blame Mexicans, blame immigrants, blah, blah, blah. We're not blaming Mexico. We're not blaming even the corrupt Mexican government. We are not blaming the illegal immigrants, or much less immigrants, as they've called it. What we're saying is, first of all, the PC hyper-political correctness in this country has prevented us from calling this flu pandemic by the proper name. Traditionally, flu viruses or pandemic flus, which we've had three of in the last 100 years, are not necessarily named after their point of origin, but by the points where they were first detected. That's why they were called the Hong Kong flu, the Asian flu, and the Spanish flu. The naming of viruses after the place where they were detected even goes beyond just the major pandemics. For instance, the Ebola virus in Africa was first found near what? The Ebola River. Marburg virus. That's a real nasty. It's a close relative of Ebola. It's some type of hemorrhagic fever, I believe. Was first discovered in the in a patient in Marburg, Germany. That's why they call it the Marburg virus. And the Hanta virus was named after the Hantan River in Korea, as it was discovered during the Korean War originally. That's why when Obama calls this the H1N1 and all this other, you know, swine flu, that's all incorrect. This is either the Mexico City flu or the Mexican flu, and we're going to have everybody else in the country calling it that by Wednesday of this coming week. Now that we've got our terminology right and you know why, we'll have a short commercial break, and we'll be back with you in just a minute. Swim against, put me down upon my knees.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return into the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Countrymen and women, lend me your ears as we first give a great salute and thanks to all the Alley Packers out there. The Alley Pack folks were with us as we called on Monday and then Tuesday via national press release for Congress to hold immediate hearings, emergency hearings, into the Mexican flu pandemic and to override the Obama administration and close the borders. Your calls to Congress per I request, and Alley Pack being the first immigration enforcement group to join the chorus, the quickly growing chorus of calls for the border to be adequately secured. We got our emergency hearings. Now, they did not override the Obama administration as we would have liked, but even globalist open borders flakes like Joe Lieberman and John McCain even grilled Janet Napolitano, telling her that more needed to be done to secure the borders. So we had a mixed success there. Then, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the National Council of Raza jumped up and got in our face. And then they activated their whole darn network on us. The other thing is, Alley Packers this week, you saw the video, the ABC News report, which we released to the country, which was picked up by an Alley Packer originally in Southern California. We released that to the nation, and in 3.5 hours, Homeland Security was already responding to our move because we called you by email alert at alipac.us. You called Congress. Congress called Napolitano. That's how fast things are happening this past week. Your host, I have a little cough here. No worries, folks. It's not the flu. If it's a flu bug, I've probably already had it, but there's a lot of pollen here in the South. We're very happy to see the leaves and the flowers and the grass has come back. And luckily, we're getting a little rain in North Carolina now because we didn't have any rain for about 2.5 weeks, and the air was so thick with pollen you could see it when you exhaled. So got a little bit of cough here. I'll try not to let it interfere with the show. Don't want to fuel any fears of the pandemic. But Your calls, folks, made a difference. Now, we're not 100% certain, but we think that our Border Patrol agents and checkpoint guards are now free to wear masks if they want to because of you. At the bare minimum, we don't have the border secured like we want it, but we stood up for our Border Patrol agents. We stood up for our Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. We're going to stand up with every police officer, sheriff, federal police agent that cares about the security of the United States, cares about the will of the people, and cares about the U.S. Constitution. We're going to stand up for them every chance we get because we need them. We need them to tell Janet Napolitano and her stupid little advisories trying to label millions upon millions of Americans as potential terrorists because they don't support licenses and in-state tuition for illegals. They need to tell her where to stick it. And let me tell you something. I have been critical of Obama and Napolitano before, but let me say with all due clarity to my listeners today, I will not rest. I will not stop until these people are out of their offices and out of the positions they currently hold at the earliest opportunity by any peaceful yet means necessary. We put out a press release Friday saying it's the Mexican flu, stupid. You know, Bill Clinton and Gore went around telling George Bush, it's the economy, stupid. We're like, it's the border, stupid. It's Mexican flu, stupid. Our president is so dishonest, so willing to put politics and trade before the safety and welfare of the American people. He can't even call the damn bug by its name. And since he doesn't want to, you know, the swine flu thing punched our hog industries in the face so damn bad that he's now trying to back off of that, calling it the H1N1. You stupid PC idiot. H1N1 describes thousands, if not millions, of viruses out there. We need people talking about this specific virus, and it was first detected in Mexico, therefore it is the Mexican flu. And all of you PC dummies out there that are going to try to stand in front of that breaking dam, just stand there, little boy blues. Keep your fingers stuck in the hole as it gets 2 foot big because we kicked it through. You're coming down. You're going down. We're going to pull you out of office because you're a bunch of traitors to the U.S. Constitution and we the people. And that's not some radical extremist view. That's the view that the majority of Americans are going to have very shortly because you refuse to do the right thing. You told our Border Patrol agents not to protect themselves and their families from this bug because you didn't want people to think to get upset. You have refused to stop the 2,000 to 6,000 illegal aliens that are pouring across our border every night. You have refused to send a clear message that we're going to secure those borders. Did you forget that the reason you arrogant bastards and whatevers, did you forget? I haven't forgotten. I was a Democrat back in 92 when Clinton and Gore won, and I remember the arrogance that you had that led to your stunning defeats in 1994. Did you forget that the reason that comprehensive immigration reform amnesty failed in 2006 and 2007 was because you have no immigration enforcement credibility whatsoever? And the fact that you refuse to send the National Guard to the border to stop the bloody violence spilling over from Mexico or to slow the progression of the Mexican flu pandemic has blown it for you. You think we're going to watch you walk away with that? No, we're going to call you on it. We called you on it this past week. I'm a little tired here, folks, because seriously, since Monday, I have conducted over 40 interviews, over 30 of which are talk radio. Not as many print newspaper interviews because they just took our press release and some clips of it, and they could care less about what we were really trying to say as they tried to twist it and lie about it, saying that we wanted to close the border altogether. We never said that. We said we wanted to adequately secure the border. You can still bring the products through, but this is not the time for Americans to be vacationing in Mexico or for school field trips to Mexico. I was a little ticked off to find out those were even going on before this flu pandemic. Are you people crazy? Any teacher or parent that would allow or take their child to Mexico right now for non-essential travel even before this flu pandemic broke out ought to be charged with child endangerment. I mean, what sand in the country is deep enough for you to have your head stuck in? Or was it a part of your anatomy found on the backside that you had your head stuck in that you would even go for the posh resort areas? Did you miss the reports that Americans are being targeted in Mexico? Did you miss the reports of all the people that were being killed every day and the 6,000 people have been killed this year alone? Did you miss the reports that the Mexican government, along with Pakistan, was one of the two in the nation, I mean, two in the globe that was on the verge of collapse? Wow, let's take a bunch of school kids down to Mexico. Let's send our teenage high schoolers down to Mexico. Are you crazy? Or did you not hear? Is the Big Brother Matrix apparatus running this country so thick that you actually didn't know? What type of political crack have you been smoking? And so all the kids are returning, infected with the Mexican flu pandemic because of idiots in this country and an open borders lobby that's encouraging people to go down there through MTV and advertisements you see around the country, vacation in Mexico. And here we go. We got the Southern Poverty Law Center and National Council of La Race coming at us full force, and now they're backed up by Associated Press and Reuters. And, of course, Shepard Smith on Fox. Hey, Shep, I like Fox. Love Glenn Beck. O'Reilly's cool. Greta's cool. Sean Hannity's cool. Don't like that red eye mess going on. Geraldo should have been fired from Fox a long time ago, but, you know, I don't mind him being on Fox because he's such an idiot. He helps us more than hurts us when he runs his mouth. But, Shep, aside from the fact that you wore entirely too much makeup when you went down to cover Katrina and you look like a out-of-place hairdresser with the thick caked-on stuff you were wearing against the surreal landscape of the Katrina disaster, Shep, your comments about ridiculing people that want the border secured to slow the stretch of this pandemic, you're very wrong, but I'm glad you said it because your name, Shepard Smith, along with that complete flake, Keith Olbermann, and I don't like Keith Olbermann not because of his political views, but because of his whole most horriblest person of the week. Keith Olbermann wants to pick out individuals individually and ridicule them on national television with arrogance. With such arrogance and venom that I don't like him because of that. I could take Keith Olbermann having a very different view to me. That's fine. But the way that he singles people out with the most horriblest person of the week, I don't like it at all. But now we can put Shepard Smith and Keith Olbermann on the top of the list next to Morris Dees and Janet Mergelina from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we're making a map. We're making a list, and we're checking it twice. We're going to find out who's stuck with the open borders lobby, pro-illegal alien amnesty crowd. We're making a list. And, folks, I am making no predictions about what this flu bug's going to do. I mean, I hope it's going to sort of putter out and stay out. I like Spanish flu, which came on weak in spring, came back in the fall with a new attitude and killed 50-plus million people. But whether this is sensationalism or sincere threat, this has been a very learning experience. Like the scientist said when Joe Biden opened his mouth last week, we have an educational opportunity here for our fellow countrymen to wake up and smell the flu virus. Check out who's keeping your borders open and the trade flowing, despite the fact that the border should have been secured before this ever happened. Let's make the list. Obama, Janet Napolitano, Ruben Navarrete, who also comments on CNN. All these flakes that popped up with the Associated Press, Reuters, Boston Globe, Dallas Morning News. We got your names now, and we're going to keep your names because you're going to pay a political price for what you're doing. You're going to pay the price. You suck. And you're not only un-American, you're anti-American and willing to leave those borders open and unsecured when it could cost many American lives. We'll be back after this short break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
So I want to give you just an example of what's been coming out here this past week to defend against our call to secure the borders here. I'm going to grab a little piece of the Southern Poverty Lie Center's hit piece here, titled, came out on April 28th, titled, Where Swine Flu Lurks, Propaganda Disruption, by David Holthouse. The swine flu outbreak in Mexico and the frightening possibility of it becoming a global pandemic have provided a little something for just about everyone in the U.S.'s radical right. Most predictably are the panic-stricken calls for the military to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border entirely. Didn't say that. Didn't say shut it down entirely. Said secure it to non-essential traffic and from illegal aliens. Stop the non-essentials. Stop the illegal aliens. Did not say shut down the Mexico border entirely. That's lie number one. A lie put out by the Southern Poverty Lie Center and then repeated many times over. They're coming from nativist extremist groups. Yeah, that's right, extremists. We like to drop bombs called letters to Congress on people. That's their next lie. And gosh, they're not even to the third sentence yet. Two lies already. Including the San Diego Minutemen and the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, CCIR. CCIR head Barbara Koh, however, kicked the insanity up a notch by openly suggesting that God infect the Barack Obama members of his staff and their families with the deadly virus in retribution for Obama's support of immigration reform. Quote, as many Christians have often spoken, the Lord works in mysterious ways, Co. began in a mass email to her CCIR members. Wouldn't it be even more interesting if some of the anti-American, pro-illegal alien amnesty traitors posing as U.S. elected officials who just visited Mexico also contracted this disease and shared it with their loved ones? We wonder if they would still vote for open borders. You know, Barbara can really get fired up sometime, but she's absolutely right. I mean, they don't act like they're concerned themselves. Oh, here's a name you'll recognize. William Gein, head of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a nativist group commonly known as ALIPAC, slammed President Obama too. Quote, the Obama administration's failure to secure our borders against a possible pandemic is putting American lives at risk at a time when days and hours matter, he said on the ALIPAC website. Gein is less subtle about linking Mexican immigrants with infectious diseases. They love this quote from me. I typed this in my website on a remote part of it, like back in 2005. Call me old-fashioned, but people should be able to shop at Walmart without worrying about catching tuberculosis, he wrote. And I absolutely mean that. I back that comment up 100%. Before this flu pandemic, tuberculosis, antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis, polio, other types of things were all coming across that border that had once been vanquished in the United States, almost completely vanquished, and they're back predominantly because of illegal immigration. That's the facts. And see, the good thing about the Southern Poverty Law Center versus me, we can go on and on and on about this. We can debate this as long as we need to, and as time progresses, I am proven correct, and they are proven to be the sneaky liars that they are. So, yeah. 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you wouldn't have to have the slightest worry in this country about catching tuberculosis in Walmart. You do now. And many Walmarts and shopping centers are offering free sanitizing wipes to wipe down the buggies. Because the infectious disease control perimeter borders of the United States have been broken by these enemies to the people within our own country, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the National Council of RASA, these others, they are enemies to the people of the United States of America, and they are right here in our own country. They are not political adversaries. If they were political adversaries, they would not be lying and distorting as they do again and again and again. But when they lie and distort facts about good people and groups that are trying to do the right thing in this country, when American lives are being lost by the thousands upon thousands over this thing, that's not politics. That's a form of warfare. Now, of course, they quote Media Matters. They're attacking show host Michael Savage. They call him Radio Blowhard Michael Savage because Michael Savage has said correctly, you know, that illegal aliens will be bringing this flu bug into the country. Michael Savage is absolutely right, and they're attacking him. Here's another one from the New Media. It's a publication expanding the news lens through ethnic media. It says, as swine flu spreads, so does backlash against Mexico. You know, the funny thing is, and nothing that we've put out, even though we're mentioned in this article specifically, we never attacked Mexico, criticized Mexico. We have criticized – let me tell you exactly where we have put our criticism. We have put our criticism on, in order of priority, Barack Obama and Janet Napolitano for failing to honor their constitutional obligations to protect our citizens, all states from invasion, and enforce the existing laws of Congress. That's who we're blaming, followed by – all of Obama and Napolitano's supporters in the Congress, in the Senate, the lawmakers. That's where we extremist groups put our blame on the politicians and some on the illegal aliens. Out of this whole thing, although I do not approve of illegal aliens and I think they've made many immoral, illegal choices, they are the smallest of my worries. My worries are the U.S. Chamber of Commerce groups, Home Depot, Miller Brewing, Anheuser-Busch, Walmart, these big global conglomerates that rule our government and control our politicians more than we the people or the U.S. Constitution. That's who I blame, not Mexico. But, of course, when they say when you're blaming Mexico, it's because you're a big racist and you don't like Mexicans because somehow or another Mexicans became a race. Like the American race, or the German race, or the Japanese race. You got that? Makes a lot of sense if you're a I won't even use that word. Let's hear what they have to say here. Oh, we got another one of those pesky breaks coming up. I'll tell you what they have to say at New American Media right after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Jake and MJ from Freedom Folks Blog and the Blogs for Borders show.
Every week we scour the internet for the latest news on illegal immigration. And one of our top sources for information is ALIPAC, Americans for Legal Immigration, Political Action.
With William Gein, host of the Last American Standing show at its helm, ALIPAC's website is the place to go for news you won't find in the mainstream media.
Go to ALIPAC.us for the web's largest archive of illegal immigration information.
ALIPAC is a national organization made up of Americans of every race, from every walk of life, and from every state of our great nation, who want our immigration laws enforced and our borders secured.
Isn't it time you got involved in the fight to reverse illegal immigration? Now is the time, and ALIPAC is the place.
Visit ALIPAC.us today to sign up for email alerts.
Get informed.
Get involved.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, folks, we're reading you a sample here from one of the amazing amounts of defensive propaganda that's gone up defending Obama Napolitano's refusal to adequately secure our borders at all, much less during a flu outbreak. I'm going to get my producer to give me the call-in number here. So, of course, anytime you want to get in on the conversation today, you know, this show's about you, the listeners. And look, you know, I really hope that when you listen to stuff, that those of you that are action oriented, making posts beneath YouTube videos, making posts on social networking websites, MySpace, Facebook, those of you that are calling in talk radio shows, I know many of you are big talk radio show fans. I hope that what we talk about in the show is equipping you with some ideas that you need for your defense of this nation. You know, each one of us is a virus. Some of these open borders, illegal alien, amnesty supporters are saying the hate virus is spreading faster than the swine flu H1N1. We are a virus. And our method of transmission is called the truth. And as more people get it and more people learn it, it changes them forever. And they're starting to line up and demand change in this country the proper way. That's what I hope is going on with all you folks listening, because we definitely appreciate your support. Also, ALIPAC, if you get our email alerts, you will notice we did just put out an email apprising everybody. We don't usually put out emails on Sunday if we can help it. This past week, we had to send everybody whopping 4 or 5 emails. You know, there are people out there that complain, say, oh, you sent me too many emails. And I'm like, yeah, and the snows and the pneumonia deaths in Valley Forge were tough, too. Oh, you sent me too many emails. Get over it. Pansy ass. My grandfather flew sorties over the Ardennes Forest, you jerks. The founders of this country stood in the snows of Valley Forge with no money, no payment. Everybody eat up with pneumonia, succumbing to the cold, thinking they were about to get slaughtered for this country to be here. And you, oh, you sent me too many emails. You little crybabies. If anybody listens to this show that thinks that Alipak sends out too many emails, call me. I need you. I'd like to chew on you. Even if you don't want to talk about that, anything you want to put into the conversation, any comments, feedbacks, criticisms, constructively presented, I might add, are welcome at 1-800-313-9443. Your calls are welcome. The lines are open now at 800-313-9443. While we're waiting to see if anybody's going to call in, I'm going to read you a little bit of one of these attacks. Here we go from New American Media from April 29. Editor's note, it seems like swine flu is increasingly becoming a political football, with the right wing using the crisis to whip up opposition to immigration from the south of the border. Contributor Gabe Martinez analyzes what's being said in different circles about this. In the current worldwide swine flu outbreak, two sources are shouldering most blame, pigs and Mexico. Interestingly, there seems to be a louder, broader public defense of pigs than of Mexico. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, the disease that first spread in Mexico and has claimed dozens of lives, including at least one in the U.S., precise nickname arguments. Let's see here. Pigs are the major sector of the economy, taking the hit. Mexico, however, is a different story, especially in conservative circles, where this latest crisis is being used to whip up opposition to immigration from the south of the border. Yeah, it's funny. Because I never mentioned immigration from south of the border. Matter of fact, I never mentioned immigration at all. I mentioned non-essential travel and illegal aliens. You liar, Gabe Martinez. You lying sack of dung. Immigration restrictionists view Mexico as a drain on the U.S. economy, national security, culture, and now welfare, as the Obama administration works with the Mexican government to contain this serious virus. Yeah, Obama's working with the Mexican government to contain this virus. Oh, man. I didn't know he's a comedy writer, too, and has tried to do something about assessing the blame. Conservatives are fanning the flames of fear. Freedom Watch, a group that promotes individual freedom and liberty, has theorized the Mexican swine flu was not accidental but an act of biological warfare. Quote, what could be more clever than planting the seed in a neighboring Mexico and allowing it to spread in the United States, asked the group's founder, Larry Klayman. Another conservative organization, Americans for Legal Immigration Pact, said President Obama should deploy military troops to the U.S. border to stop illegal immigration and stop non-essential traffic by land and air except for emergencies and product delivery. Now, that's an accurate quote of what we said, but, you know, of course, they put the lie up near the top saying that we were after immigration, which conflicts what we said there. Quote, we have thousands of illegal immigrants entering America each night, and we can't contain or slow the progression of the latest Mexican outbreaks with that happening, according to a statement by Alipak spokesman William Gein. Nationally syndicated talk radio show host Michael Savage recently blamed illegal immigrants for the virus. He did no such thing, but anyway. According to Media Matters, Media Matters, what a joke. What a sick, pathetic bunch of little sniveling, pansy-ass losers. Media Matters, which monitors conservative commentary, quote, make no mistake about it, illegal aliens are the carriers of the new strain of human swine avian flu from Mexico, Savage was quoted as saying during a recent broadcast. Now, he should have said that they're not the lone carriers, but he should have said something like, you know, some of the carriers, to be more accurate. Quote, they're a perfect mule, perfect mules for bringing this virus into America. Michael Savage is absolutely right, and the man has a PhD in epidemiology. With the list of attackers growing daily, the National Council of La Raza fired back. That's the National Council of the Race, the big, big national racist group called the NCLR, with Janet Mergelina, who just loves me. Janet loves me, and I think she gets so cute when she gets all buggy-eyed on the Lou Dobbs show and all fired up with that Latina rawr going on, and she reads my press releases and email alerts with a baleful eye going, oh, God. Gosh darn it, that William Gain, I just can't. And I'm like, Janet, you little firecracker, you. If only I were single. And it's not surprising, Janet from Mergelina from the NCLR says here, quote, it's not surprising that some are implying that all immigrants are a threat to our health. Excuse me, Janet, you just implied that all immigrants are a threat to our health. I didn't do it. That's standard fare on the hate group circuit, said NCLR President Janet Mergelina. Quote, ironically, the very act of attempting to demonize and stigmatize entire groups and even entire countries is likely to impede these and other critical steps that the authorities are taking to protect all Americans from the flu. Oh, gee, brainiac, Janet. You know, how are you going to back that statement up? Exactly how would these calls to secure the border against illegal aliens and non-essential traffic hinder these other critical steps the authorities are trying to take to protect Americans? You know, you read our releases, Janet, and you're like a little kid going, your mama. Oh, yeah, no, you too. I know, Ann, but what are you? I mean, you're trying to fire back the same thing that, you know, we're putting out there, even though it doesn't make any sense for you to say it, and you don't have any evidence whatsoever other than the fact that you're flapping your gums and the hot, putrid air is coming out. The health scare shows how interdependent the U.S.-Mexico relationship is. President Obama underscored that point Wednesday during a town hall meeting in Arnold, Missouri. Whether the issue of international terrorism, a possible pandemic, partnership with Mexico is vital for the success of both countries, he said. Quote, it's not just like we can draw a moat around America and say, I'm sorry, don't bother us, keep your problems outside. A moat? Oh, that's, let me tell you something, Barack, Barry. That's about as good as your stupid colloquialism as, the horse is already out of the barn. He said he didn't want to secure the border because the flu's already here and the horse is already out of the barn. Well, listen, dummy, there's a couple million more horses in that barn. Close the door, lock it, and make sure any horses coming out don't have the bug. Stupid idiots throwing out these colloquialisms. Build a moat around the United States. Can't keep our troubles out. Man, if any prior American president or generation of Americans had felt that way, we would have, one, never founded this country, two, never been able to hold and take and hold the Southwest, three, we would have never won World War I, we would not have won or entered World War II, we would not have been able to sustain this country for 200-plus years if we didn't think that we can't keep the problems out. Did you miss the Cold War, stupid? I mean, you know, the Berlin Wall and us, you know, they put the wall up on the other side, but we had our Border Patrol troopers and special forces lined up on our side of the Iron Curtain they put up, and they were taught to keep that over there in the Soviet Empire out. Let's just shut down the DMZ, shall we? Let's pull our troops out of South Korea there, Barry. I mean, we can't keep the North Koreans out. I mean, there's some North Koreans and spies and saboteurs already there in South Korea. There's some Chinese saboteurs and spies already here in the United States. We can't keep them out. What are we going to do? Build a moat? These people are idiots. And that's why, especially if we can raise the $10,000 we got to raise quickly over at ALIPAC.us, we are going to kick their political butts this week. You people are stupid. Do you know who the American public's going to side with? Us. So let's keep on talking about it. You keep on flapping your gums, Janet and Barack, and especially someone please keep Nappy, Janet Napolitano. Somebody please keep that dumb woman running her mouth. Please. Oh, she's the best thing to ever happen to us. Because, really, is it possible for her to open her mouth without saying something stupid and asinine? I mean, really. To me, it seems like every single time she opens her mouth, something really stupid and asinine comes out. I don't know. Maybe you like Janet Mergelina. Maybe you like Janet Napolitano. What's up with Janet's? If you are a supporter of Barack Obama, of Janet Napolitano, or Janet Mergelina, I want to hear from you right now at 1-800-313-9443. If you support what Shepard Smith said about relax dummies, no need to worry about securing the border. That's Shepard Smith said, that's like a burglar who's already in the house. Yeah, there's a couple million other burglars over there, Shep. Let's close the door and deal with the ones that already got in. If you support Shepard Smith or Keith Olbermann, horriblest person in the world permanently, Janet Mergelina, or keeping the borders open, or comprehensive immigration reform, let's hear from you. I know you're out there listening, you little goobs. Come on. Y'all are so scared of me. Don't be scared of me. I'm nice. I won't bite you. Call me. Take me on in a civilized way. 800-313-9443. Surely one of you goons can stand up to me. I mean, if you got what it takes, you think you got a valid argument, you think that what I'm saying is wrong, let's hear from you, chickens. Come on, chickens. All you got to do is open up your little cell phone. Type in 800-313-9443. I'm begging you. No resistance. And you're not going to offer me any resistance hardly this week either. All you're going to do is try to do the same thing. The screams of racism, racist, anti-immigrant, anti-immigrant, these are all tools by which the elite minority controls the majority. And see, we have a case here where people don't want their little kids and their grandmas getting the Mexican flu. And even though you might call people nasty names, how well do you think it's going to work? How long do you think that's going to continue to work? After you've been busted sending out notes to cops that lie about broad groups of people and tell them the terrorist threats, after over 12 million Americans are out of work and losing their jobs and homes in a historic, unprecedented fashion, and you want to load more foreign workers into the country and leave the borders wide open to the flu, to the dengue fever, to Chagas disease, to tuberculosis. How much longer do you think that same old tired race card is going to work? Not much longer. I can tell. I'll go ahead and tell you. Your worst nightmares are coming true, Janet Squared. The American people are wising up fast. There's a new movement rising. We are going to take you on, and we're going to pull you out of office. I'll be honest with you. When we're done, if enough people keep doing what they're doing and we keep growing, I really see the National Council of La Raza being practically defunct and pretty much as debased and disliked as the Ku Klux Klan. Probably about 5 years from now. 5 years from now, that's where they're going. And along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're going to be over. They're messing with the wrong people now. I mean, too many bright, smart Americans that know better in this mess are standing up. The giant has awoken, and they know it. I mean, that's why they're getting so loud with their screams this week. I don't know. What are you folks out there thinking? Since the illegal alien support is too chicken to call me up and take me on, what are you folks thinking? Are you concerned about the flu? Are you concerned about them calling it H1N1 and swine flu instead of its proper name, the Mexican flu? Are you one of the folks out there that got on the phones to call Congress to demand special hearings this past week? Are you one of the people that called to take up for our Border Patrol agents wanting to wear masks? Are you one of the people that helped with our recent – oh, I forgot to tell you, today's email alert, if you didn't get it, got a new victory report. We kicked their butts in Oregon. No in-state tuition for illegal aliens in Oregon. Special commendations to a great group there, Oregonians for Immigration Reform. I think it's OFIR. They did a great job on the ground. All the alley packers piled in there. And great, folks, we'll get in this a little bit more in the second hour as we talk about offense. We have defeated in-state tuition this year in Oregon, New Jersey, Arkansas, Colorado, and I think in Maryland. So we got all the little dominoes that we talked about. The little political dominoes have fallen our way and given us what we need to take down the Dream Act amnesty and the comprehensive amnesty to buy Americans enough time to get into the 2010 elections. Folks, if you get another shot in 2010 because we hold them off, you got to make the most of it. Got another little commercial break. I see some of your calls are coming in. If you want to get into the conversation, 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls, get you in the conversation right after this short commercial break.
Please speak English. English is my language. It's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language of these United States.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Sitting in traffic.
That's right, folks. Our ragtag army of political activists have shaken the hornet's nest, shaken the highest levels of the ivory towers, and then all hell has broken loose. Next hour, we're going to get into some of the offense stuff that we're going to be hitting next coming week. And, of course, we want to get to your calls. So let's go to Baval in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. How are you doing?
Doing great. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you something about a subject that's discussed a lot on RBN, and I just wanted to know your opinion, but do you believe the 9/11 truth movement that is dying or it's already dead?
I really couldn't tell you. I know that the what I will say about that, and I thank you for the call, Baval, because we don't discuss other shows here on my show, because that's rather rude. But basically, I know that the 9/11 family members, of which over 300 are unified under 9/11 Families for a Secure America, are not going away. They're still fighting for the rest of the people in this country. However, they are low on funds, and they need support. Some of them are tired, very tired, because they've been fighting to secure those borders for us for 8 years now since their loved ones were killed and incinerated. And so it's very much alive and well. And ALIPAC was founded on 9/11/2004 in honor of those victims. And we must all remember our slogan, we will never forget. Whether it's the truth movement, what we need to do is focus on where there is agreement in America, which is we need to protect that from happening again. And since we need that, we need our borders secured. Let's go to Richie in Louisiana. Welcome, Richie.
Hey, William. Good afternoon.
How are things down in Louisiana? Are you near the bayou or on up in the northern part of the state?
I'm way down on the bayou.
All right.
And we have the invasion is evident here in the New Orleans area.
You mean Nuevo Orleans?
Yeah, since after the hurricane and still today in front of the Home Depots, you know, the obvious illegal invasion is blatantly there with absolutely no opposition. And I appreciate your fervor, your efforts. I'm totally in support of you, but now I'm going to lower the boom. I think this is a futile battle that we're going to lose, and particularly where we've got the politicians want it, the money behind it want it, and here's the significant aspect. A considerable amount of Americans don't care.
Well, look, man, wouldn't, never would, couldn't, never could. Even welfare recipients have to apply, Richie. I understand how upsetting and demoralizing it can get. However, as in any battle, conflict, or whatnot, one of the things opposition wants is for you and everybody to believe that. That's one of the things that a lot of Americans, it's not that they don't care. They just don't believe in their own power as an individual.
Wait, let me rephrase that, William. The Americans I was referring to want illegal. They want this immigration. They think this is a wonderful blessing, multicultural diversity. This is a wonderful thing. That's what I meant when I said that about the Americans.
Well, Richie, I can tell you from my background as a political scientist and campaign consultant of over 44 campaigns, and the fact that I have looked at many, many national, local, and online polls for the last 4 years, the people you're talking about there represent less than 10, maybe 15% of the population total. And while they are a big, loud, bunch of loudmouths that will call people names and they've got a lot of big money behind them, they're still the minority. About 80% of Americans don't want the illegal aliens here. They don't want them getting welfare. They want the companies blamed. The problem is of that 80%, which means you're talking about over 200 million Americans that share our views on that, only a small band of us are doing anything about it at this time. But for each one of us, the movement grows. Richie, you stay in the fight. You got to think you can win to be able to win, and I truly believe we will win. You do some praying there, buddy. I appreciate your call. We're at the end of the first hour, and we're going to come back to your calls and our offensive plans. Richie, listen closest to the offense. Get in there, put your hands in it. Play offense with us. You'll feel better about it. We'll be back after this short break.
With recent